Here at the grand reopening of REG Albert Lea Biodiesel Plant in Minnesota, with me is a representative of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture here. Christina, could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Christina Connolly, and I manage the bioenergy programs for Minnesota Department of Agriculture.
Well, tell me about the bioenergy department there at the Department of Agriculture.
Sure. I think what we have in Minnesota is pretty unique. We've had the bioenergy programs at the department since way back in the 80s when corn and soybean prices were real low and biofuels were seen as an additional market for corn and soybeans. And so we actually have had it housed in the marketing department ever since. We've done a lot with ethanol and biodiesel over the years, helped to really jumpstart both those industries.
And Minnesota has really seen, especially we're talking about biodiesel in particular, ethanol as well, but biodiesel in particular, a leader in developing a market for biodiesel here in the state.
Absolutely. We were the first state to mandate biodiesel, starting with a B2 mandate, but we went to B5 in May of 2009, and we've got B10 and B20 on the books as well.
We're here at the reopening of this plant. Unfortunately, this plant opened at a very bad time for the economy, especially for biofuels and biodiesel, but it's back on the road again. What do you think that this means for the agriculture industry in the state and for bioenergy in the state?
Sure. We're really excited to see this open again because we want to keep our leadership going here in Minnesota. And it just proves, I think, that in a short period of time, even though the economy was terrible, there were a lot of people that wanted to come together and make this happen. And so it did. And we're here today to celebrate a great event.
And the Minnesota soybean growers have been really active and very supportive of this as well. And they must work very closely with you as well.
Definitely. Yep. We always want to make sure we're talking to the soybean growers when we are doing something policy related or anytime we're at one of these events, we see each other and have a good chat. And we tend to work well together and make sure that we're all on the same page.
So did you get a chance to tour the plant?
I did. It was great. It was fun to see it again after so many years down, and it looks great. Still looks very clean and shiny, and we're glad to have it open.
Well, how supportive is your legislature and really the state government of bioenergy and agriculture in Minnesota?
Really, all of government and the legislature has been supportive from the start. We couldn't have had these mandates without that. Our previous governor was, of course, a champion of bioenergy efforts, and this governor as well has voiced his support many times, both at the state and national level.
One of the focuses here is jobs. That's a focus everywhere. You may only be talking about 20 jobs or 24 jobs, but that's still significant for the rural economy, isn't it?
Definitely. And we do some analyses of job creation from the bioenergy industries in Minnesota. Our biodiesel one is a bit old because of all the flux in the industry here in Minnesota. We haven't updated it in a while, but when it was last done, it was based on capacity that is similar to today's capacity in Minnesota and showed that direct and indirect jobs created by annual capacity of biodiesel in the state of about 60 million gallons. We had job creation at around 6,800 jobs.
All right. Thank you very much, Christina, here at the grand reopening of the REG Albert Lea Biodiesel Plant. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.